at the box office and showmecenter.biz.
Hey, hey, it is tomorrow night at the Show Me Center, and we are ready here at New Country Z100. One of the events you're going to see down there, WWE Live, the Usos, the New Day, the Dudley Boys in a triple threat match. They put three tag teams in there now. So, and it's for the championship. I've got a member of the championship team, the New Day, Kofi Kingston, on the phone line with me right now.
All right.
Kofi Kingston, how are you?
Oh, fantastic, man. How are you?
Buddy, I'm doing great, man. What's going on this morning?
Well, I'm actually presently looking for the bottom half of my son's lightsaber here in a box in the garage, standing on a couple other boxes, and I might fall in the middle of this interview, so if you hear a lot of crash and commotion go on, it's probably me falling, and the interview will be over.
Man, that is awesome. You're looking for a lightsaber?
Yes, sir. You know, the Kylo Ren lightsaber actually comes in two pieces, so... Oh. You have, like, the top part and then, like, the bottom part, which is, like, the... I guess it's almost like a dagger that detaches. And for whatever reason, I took it off, and my son doesn't like it if it's attached. So, making me find the bottom half.
So, and you got Star Wars fans in the family.
Yes, by design, of course. You got to raise them right, you know?
You know, that's exactly right, and that's what I have done with my family as well. We have three lightsabers, but we don't have the Kylo Ren yet.
Oh, you got to get on it, man. You got to get on it.
Oh, man, hey, we're excited for you coming to town to the Show Me Center, WWE Live, Road to WrestleMania here. And, brother, I got to ask you something here. You're taking on the Dudley Boys and the Usos. What can you tell us about that triple threat match that we're going to see on Saturday night?
Well, first of all, the New Day didn't agree to this match. You know, we didn't book this match. It's not fair for us to have to go out there and defend against a team, you know, with the high caliber as the Dudleys and also the Usos. I mean, not to mention, like, them at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's good news for the fans because you guys are going to get to see a phenomenal match. The Usos are these two twin Samoan brothers who have been together since the womb, and they just look so smooth out there. The Dudleys have been together for almost their entire lives. You know, they were from the Attitude Era, and, you know, they're pretty hardcore. And the New Day is just the best tag team going right now. So when you put all three of those ingredients in a pot, you know, you get the best soup. So we're about to serve you guys some real, real good soup.
I'm stoked for it here. We got a lot of folks going to be down at the Show Me Center. Now, man, you've been a singles champion and you've been a tag team champion. What do you think is the best route there for you?
Well, honestly, right now I'm having the most fun of my career, being able to do what we do with the New Day, my brothers Xavier Woods and Big E. It's awesome, man, because, like, you know, people look out there and they see us basically having way too much fun in the ring, way more fun than we should be having at work. Uh-huh. But it's the same stuff that we'd be doing, like, off screen. So it's like, you know, we get to just be ourselves and, you know, have fun at work, you know? So it's really, really cool just to be able to do that on screen, off screen, pretty much 24/7.
You know, you guys travel all over the country. One of our questions that come in to me here through our Facebook is, how do you all stay? I mean, what does Kofi do when you're traveling from city to city? How do you stay in peak physical performance?
Man, well, we definitely work out pretty hard. Every time that we land in the city that we're going to be performing in, we go straight to the gym, you know, work out, get something to eat, and then go right to the building. So, obviously, you know, we're out there wearing, you know, pretty scantily clad for, you know, for our outfits and everything, so you got to be in pretty good shape.
So do you ever, like, cheat and just grab a bag of Doritos one day and then feel all guilty?
Well, for me, I don't need to. I mean, like, my metabolism is really, really fast, so I don't even have to worry about, like, you know, having too much, like, fats or anything like that. Like, as a matter of fact, like, I go out of my way to eat a little unhealthy because you know, if I don't, then I get really, really skinny, you know? So I gotta maintain by you know, just getting, like, extra calories in, some fats and all that stuff. So,
yeah,
it's all good for me.
Does your son have the Kylo Ren lightsaber?
He does. He does. He has it. I've been able to. I couldn't find the bottom half, but he seems to be occupied doing other things.
Yeah.
I should probably look, because it's getting, like, when it's really quiet, you know that he's up to something, you know?
Yeah, man.
I see what he's doing, but well,
you know, as a youngster myself, growing up with wrestling legends such as Hulk Hogan, Undertaker, Randy Macho Man Savage. I'm just curious, like, what were some of your early wrestling heroes that got you inspired to do this?
For me, it was always like the smaller guys and the high flyers, right? So yeah. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat was kind of like the hybrid of that.
Yeah.
Not only did he do that, but he was also into kung fu and all those like kicks and martial arts.
Yeah.
I love that, man. Like he would come out wearing bright colors. He'd have a Komodo dragon. He'd be breathing fire. These elaborate outfits. You know, and a lot of the stuff that I would do would kind of emulate him, you know, just the high flying moves, the bright colors, you know, the kicks and everything. He was probably one of my favorites growing up.
You know, and when did you decide, it's like, hey, I like this. I love what I'm doing right now. When did you kind of decide, I'm going to chase after this dream. I'm going to take it as far as I can?
Well, it wasn't until after I graduated from college. You know, this has always been my childhood dream. Even throughout, like, high school, I would always tell people that I was going to be a WWE superstar, and they'd laugh at me because I only weighed 103 pounds. But I told them someday I'd be there, and, you know, and here I am, you know.
Awesome.
So it wasn't until after college that I graduated and I was in the workforce in a corporate job working in a cubicle, and I realized that, like, it wasn't for me. So I decided to kind of roll the dice and follow my dreams and fast forward, you know.
Yeah.
2 years, here we are, man. I'm glad I did. I always tell everybody out there that if you have a dream, you owe it to yourself to at least try to follow it.
Kofi Kingston, that is awesome to hear, my friend. And we're looking forward to the WWE Live, the Road to WrestleMania, the Show Me Center. You can go to showmecenter.biz. Get your tickets. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing here, a triple threat match with Kofi Kingston and the New Day, the Usos, the Dudley Boys. Kofi, we wish you the best of luck, man, and congratulations on finding the lightsaber. I think it's awesome.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. And yeah, like I said, like you were saying, anybody out there who hasn't been to a WWE show, it's an amazing experience, something that you will never forget. Like we talked about that triple threat tag team match. Kane and Bray Wyatt are going to be there, Braun Strowman, and the Big Show, which is going to be like a battle of actual giants. Big Show, 7 feet, 500 pounds. Braun Strowman's like just as tall, but probably a little bit thicker, you know? So that's going to be a clash. And then, you know, it's just going to be an awesome show all around. So definitely check it out.
Are you going to hit somebody with a folding chair?
I hope I'm the one doing the hitting and not getting hit. You know what I'm saying? So we'll have to see. We'll have to wait and see. Whatever the, I don't want to give my strategy away because the Dudleys and the Usos are probably listening to this interview right now.
Right.
You know? So I don't want them to have an upper hand on what I might or may or may not do. So
right, man.
I'll leave it at that. You have to come to the show and find out.
Appreciate your time this morning, sir. Have a great day.
Right on, man. Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Kofi Kingston from the New Day, my guest this morning. It is the WWE Road to WrestleMania coming up at the Show Me Center tomorrow night. Tickets still available at showmecenter.biz. I haven't kept up with the wrestling like I should, and I got to give credit where credit is due. Most of the questions I asked the gentleman right there come from Kevin Hunsberger himself, who has a blog that follows wrestling, and Kevin still goes to the wrestling. He's right there ringside normally at every event that he could get to. And so thank you, Kevin. I owe you big time on that one right there. I never know that the WWE wrestler here, Kofi Kingston, is a huge Star Wars fanatic. That was something we had in common right there. So, very cool stuff. Check it out there at the Show Me Center tomorrow night. Gonna be big time stuff, my friend. 6:53, Zach Brown Band right now. And Loving You Easy, good morning. A lot more to come at Z100.